Take a bow, Madonna. It's time to go back to the 90s. I'm that cold chillin' host, Darian. When we come back, it'll be Saturday, March 25th, 1995.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You want to make a difference? It's simple. Be responsible. Plan ahead. Designate before you celebrate. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Power of lightning, strike again!
Power of web shooters, get real sticky!
It was Saturday, March 25th, 1995, a day of celebration for boxer Mike Tyson. He was finally released from prison after serving 3 years. He was released just in time to check out Universal Pictures' new comedy, Major Pain. He was probably a little bit behind on his music, which is why he was unaware of Clay Walker's number one country hit, This Woman and This Man, which is the same thing that got Mike Tyson in trouble in the first place. Tyson also stayed away from Fox Television because that night, the lineup included subjects he was all too familiar with. A full hour of Cops followed by America's Most Wanted. I'm out of time, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going into the witness protection program. I'll certainly need it if Mike Tyson ever hears this radio show. I'll catch you tomorrow on another 90s flashback.